For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stills and the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. Know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning.
It's a Friday.
Yeah, it is.
We ain't got nothing to do.
Nah, we got some football.
I was up. I watched that Colorado game.
Ooh, what a game it was. Hey,
can I just tell you?
Yeah.
Offensively?
Yep.
They're fun to watch?
Yes.
They can't stop nobody defensively.
Yeah, I don't see it as a long, successful season for the Buffaloes.
They just can't stop anybody. The Buffaloes versus the Bisons.
Yeah, right?
Or is it Bison?
The plural? I don't know. You know what? Who cares? They lost. I don't have to know their name now. They lost.
I think a lot of people were shocked at how good North Dakota State was.
Can I tell you why I wasn't? Someone brought it to my attention prior to the game, betting-wise, that the last time, not even the last time, the last couple of times, in regards to covering the spread, they were 6-0 against top-ranked teams. And I think straight up, they were 5-1. So I know that they're competitive.
They won 6 of their last 7 against FBS schools.
There you go. That was a stat that I was like, okay, so this isn't just like some. Like, for example, I watched yesterday Arkansas versus Arkansas Pine Bluff. And when I tell you that it was 49-0 by halftime and the game ended 70-0, I felt like I was watching Arkansas against Kaiser University by the end of it. It just wasn't.
Right.
It was great to watch just because it was like highlight after highlight, but I was like, oof, these guys are getting pummeled.
But you know what it does? Like, kids who are coming out of high school and looking at some of these schools, they're looking at a school like North Dakota State and say, not a bad option.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's get
you say, I don't need a D1 school. Look at, there's guys getting drafted
out of North Dakota State, and honestly,
was a first round pick.
I think Armstead, if I'm not mistaken, I think someone had
went to Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Yeah, so you know, it can happen, but I didn't see anything yesterday, if I'm being honest. Let's get to some headlines. These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Today, Show Pony is out. Tobes taking the day off. We will all be out, actually, on Monday for Labor Day. It'll be a best of. We'll probably join forces again in person, unless J Fig's gut tells her otherwise. This upcoming Tuesday, we'll be able to reflect on the weekend's best moments. But we got an action-packed show today, all right? Let's not look ahead too far. Of course, since Tobin's out, we got to have a game. We got to have at least one game. I got a top 5 double dip list as well. And that is going to be the best Gators and Hurricanes to ever play for the Miami Dolphins. That's going to be our double dip list today. Right, right. You know, got a little something, you know, go through the list.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have some trivia, of course. But like I said, let's go ahead and roll into these headlines. We had just mentioned it previously. The Colorado Buffaloes escape the North Dakota State Bisons 31-26. Pretty much on the back of their two star players, Travis Hunter. And as we all know, Mr. Deion Sanders, primetime son, Shadur
Sanders. Right now, I don't know where Hunter is going to get drafted.
Like what position?
I'm still trying to figure out what position he play, because he played football.
Yeah, no, 100%. And, you know, we've seen that with Shohei Ohtani. Tobin is
taking the last time. Person that did it a lot.
Yeah.
Was Deion Sanders.
Exactly. Prime.
Well, he didn't do it as much as Hunter's doing it.
Yeah. No, Hunter is.
He's out there the whole game.
You don't know if he's a better wide receiver or a better corner, you know, honestly, based off of. He'll have a performance like yesterday, and you're like, 100%, he needs to be a wide receiver coming out of the draft. And then
keep in mind, they don't throw at him.
And then he'll have another game. Well, he'll shut down the best receiver, and you're like, well, this guy needs to be a corner.
Right.
No way. Right. No way, though. And tell me if you agree. I mean, you wouldn't even let a long snapper be the normal center. No way he does that in the NFL, though, right?
Times have changed, man.
But he'd be too valuable of an asset. There's no way
he's in a position to run him into the ground.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not that he wouldn't be able to do it. I'm sure he'd have the capabilities. I'm sure Lamar Jackson has the capabilities to play running back or wide receiver.
No, but there's a difference, though.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson could do it, could play wide receiver, but he didn't.
Yeah.
Hunter is doing
he
it.
Did. Yeah, no, I feel that. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? No, for sure. There is
a difference. That's a big difference. Like they say, hey, this outfielder has a strong arm.
Yeah.
I wonder if he could probably pitch. Shohei Ohtani is doing it.
Yeah.
And so to make the assumption that somebody is a great athlete and can do a lot of different things versus seeing somebody actually doing it is two different things.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. And it's hard to even think of another example because I'm thinking of, well, Deebo Samuel runs the ball from the backfield and also catches passes, but those are both offensive things. Yeah, exactly.
There was a Heisman Trophy finalist back in the day. I think his name was – he played for Holy Cross – Lockbaum, I think was his last. Gordy, was it Gordy Lockbaum? I can't think of his name. But
wow,
he
hold on,
played ways.
You said he played for who? Yeah, Holy Cross. A standout two-way player. Wow, in Division I football. Jeez.
Yep. He played both ways, and he was a finalist for the Heisman.
Wow. Okay. What intangibles, if I'm being honest.
Holy Cross. I mean, come on.
Early on, to say the least.
Yeah, and I don't even know if he got a sniff in the NFL.
Nope, in the 80s. Okay, cool. I was trying to figure out, like, when was he doing this? He was doing this in the 80s, so, you know, there were some players out there.
But that was when I was in college, so.
Halfback, wide receiver on offense, cornerback on defense, and excelled as a kick returner. What?
Yeah. Yeah. The only other guy that, now here's a kicker.
Yeah.
Now here's a guy who didn't play the position he played in college and is a Hall of Famer.
Huh.
Brian Urlacher.
Oh.
You know, in college, Brian Urlacher was a safety and a punt returner.
Punt returner? What was his 40? Because
I don't know.
If I'm being honest, Brian Urlacher is one of the first.
I think he went to Utah or Utah State.
Yeah, he did because he's one of the first people they give you. Actually, he played New Mexico.
New Mexico. So look at his college. He played safety.
And punt returner is the one that really, because you can be kind of slow at safety. I've seen that, but he had a 4. Oh my god! Okay, he ran a 4.5. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's like it depends on where you go.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, they saw him as a linebacker from the get-go.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That doesn't always work. Because you have, so for example, I want to say Hines Ward was a quarterback.
Throughout his entire, yeah.
It was either Hines Ward, I think at Georgia, and Randall L. was a quarterback at Indiana.
Yeah.
And they play, but playing wide receiver, going from quarterback to wide receiver, because who's the slot guy for with Tom Brady?
Edelman.
Edelman was a quarterback.
See, but are these guys that played quarterback, or were they like quarterback? You know, like
right, yeah.
That's the thing.
They played quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. Like this guy
Urlacher was different. Yeah. Yeah, a safety and a punt return.
So I think it's going to go down to like what your team, like for example, if Travis Hunter gets drafted to a team that has a good wide receiver crew, they'll probably be like, he's a corner. But if he gets drafted to a team that's lacking in that area, then all of a sudden he's a wide receiver.
They might use him, right.
Now, what if, for example, you're able in free agency from year one to year two to pick up a better receiving core and you decide, you know what, we're kind of low on corner, why don't we switch him over to corner?
Is that something? I think that he's too good of a player to be moving him around like a utility guy.
Yeah.
So put it this way. If he becomes your starting corner, right, he may have a couple of plays where he plays wide receiver, but he going to concentrate on corner because it's hard to play corner in the NFL. Yeah. Conversely, if he comes in and they want to play him at wide receiver, he can still play some nickel stuff on defense, but he's going to concentrate on wide receiver. And it just depends on, you know, what he wants, how they want to use him, what they agree upon, you know what I mean? But he ain't going to play 100-plus plays a game like he does now.
Yesterday he had 7 receptions for 132 yards with 3 receiving touchdowns, and they needed every bit of it. And
every bit of
3 tackles, to be honest. Like, you know, like you said, they're not going to throw his way, but he's still finding a way to make some tackles as well.
Right. Right. And the thing is that I saw him make some good them as a unit make some good defensive plays, but then they get gashed.
Yeah.
Now, think about this. Think about this. If you get gashed by North Dakota State.
Yeah.
What happens if you play a team like Alabama?
Nah, I mean,
you see what I'm saying? So that's where what happens if you play a team, you know, like one of them big Midwestern teams, you know, that run the ball.
Yeah, for sure. Even what I saw yesterday, again, I know they played against Kaiser University, but Arkansas being an SEC team, Bobby Petrino there, the quarterback that they have now, I think he, you know, runs like a 4.5 or something like that, 4.4. They have he's 6 foot tall. Even seeing how much bigger they were than that other team, at certain points, Colorado just seems like they're, you know, they're good, but like, you know, there's levels to this, bro. There's people who have been doing this, what Deion has been doing in Colorado for the past couple of years. They've been doing this since the 90s, you know.
Right,
so
exactly.
To try to catch up in a couple of years, it's remarkable what he's been able to do, and he's probably going to go at a faster pace than those before him. But you can almost guarantee that, you know, it's going to be quite some time before they're able to catch up because that was.
I mean, and the interesting stat of the night wasn't even in North Dakota State and their success they've had against D1 teams. But the fact that Colorado got 41 players from the transfer portal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you heard.
They got rid of 52 guys. They got 41 guys in the transfer portal.
Deion said it last year. He said, we got to get some new guys. We got to get some guys, right. You know? And sometimes
he definitely running that thing like an NFL team, right?
This is the biggest football saying that, you know, you can apply to the situation. Sometimes it's not about the X's and O's. It's about the Jimmies and Joes, and I tell you what, sometimes you just go like, you know what? What's this transfer portal? Let me talk to this transfer portal. Let me go ahead and make sure that I look at this. We got some apparently more news. Let me confirm that I'm not getting, you know, Twitter, the fake Twitter profile tricked, but maybe a bit of a deal going down for the Miami Dolphins. We do have some other Dolphins news we'll get to today. Whether or not Jalen Phillips will realistically be ready for week one. That and much more when we come back right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Leroy!
I know what you're playing that for.
Brandon
Ayuk.
Leroy. Oh, you know what? Although Brandon Ayuk did make some money, that is not what I'm playing this for. Surprisingly, there is another money deal slightly more important than that one.
What's that?
This has been breaking through our chat, apparently, because they wouldn't shut up about it while we were on commercial break the whole time. Breaking news, Jeff Darlington reports. Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel has signed a new contract that extends him through the 2028 season. Under McDaniel, the Dolphins had the top-ranked offense in the NFL in 2023, first time since 1994. They also had their first back-to-back playoff appearances in 23 years. Jeff writes, I'm told McDaniel has an especially strong working relationship with Chris Greer, Tom Garfinkel, and cap guru Brandon Shore. It's the type of cohesive group that owner Steve Ross covets. Playoff wins are obviously the final piece of the puzzle, but the organization believes McDaniel is the coach to lead them there.
I like what the organization is doing. Okay.
Yeah.
And basically what they did is this. They pulled a let's extend him now before it gets too expensive.
Yeah, essentially.
And here's the thing. It's amazing how we look at these coaches and these players and not even give them an opportunity to grow and learn on the job. Mike McDaniel's been a coach. This is his third year. He's been an NFL coach for 3 years. Yeah. So he's not going to be the best version of himself. Hell, look around. You know, Andy Reid used to coach in Philadelphia and they ran him out of town.
Five straight NFC championships.
You know, Bill Belichick used to coach in Cleveland, ran him out of town. Wait. You know, some might say the greatest coach in Don Shula got ran out of Indianapolis.
Yeah, true.
So for everybody to just make these claims that soon as you get the job, you are supposed to be the best version of yourself is ridiculous. Because I would like to go to your job the first day you walked in and put those same type of demands on you.
Yeah.
And your first comment would be, I just got here. This is my first week.
No, right? Not me though.
Many times have you called a place or gone into a place of business and they go, well, hold on a second. I'm new.
Yeah,
for sure. But yet these same people can't understand. Yes, you can be an excellent football coach.
Yeah.
But being a head coach is a little different.
You seem angry for a guy that he just got an extension. Why are you angry?
Who, me?
You seem angry.
No, I'm not angry.
He got the money. You're like, you people almost ran him out of town.
No, but I'm just saying, like, just think of, like, what you hear about Mike, oh, he can't do this, he can't.
Yeah.
He's been a head coach for 2 years.
No, that is a point that people do forget. Like,
they forget. Like,
he just became a head coach.
Just became a head coach. And yeah. So far,
so good.
And guess what? And don't think that I've exempted him from criticism. I haven't.
Yeah.
I have said, listen, I understand this. He's been a coach for 2 years, a head coach for 2 years. And He needs to make better adjustments coming out in the second half. I've said that because the better teams with more established organizations, with more established coaches, with more established head coaches, right, are making adjustments at halftime, and he doesn't have an answer. And so they usually always start off great, and then in the second half, slow down. Those are the things that you have to fix. Those are the things that come with being a coach, and you learn how to do these things. But to say, oh, he hasn't done this, he hasn't done that, really, how often does it happen?
I'm seeing mixed reactions now. There are people who are saying, and I rightfully so, Al Macko writes here in the chat, good to see the Heat and Dolphins have a coaching identity for the foreseeable future. That is good to know that, you know, we don't have to think about it.
When you think about, let's think about the three most successful organizations down here as of now.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not including the Marlins, even though they have more championships than the Dolphins. Just stop. Stop with that. Don't bring that to me. I'm talking about right now. And they all have one thing in common. From the top to the bottom, everybody is on the same page. Everybody, there's not a bunch of turnover. They don't change coaches every 2 seconds. People aren't in and out. They are trying to build something consistent and build on a future in a consistent organization. You see when the Panthers did it with the players and the coach and the ownership and the GM, how that worked out. The Heat are the first. They've had it for a number of years, just the consistency. They've had two people run this team, and the other person that run is still in the organization before Pat Riley. The only person that's not there is who's the he does TV now?
Van Gundy. Yeah.
Okay. But the consistency that runs from the top to the bottom of the organization.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They do it now with the Heat. The Heat are the best at it. They've done it for years. Now you're looking at the Panthers, and now look at the Dolphins, okay? When you have that consistency, you have that continuity from the top to the bottom, that means that the relationships that you have when something needs to get fixed, you can go in there and leave your ego at the door and y'all can come together and fix it.
Yeah, and it's good to see that they've done it at the coaching level. And, you know, Chris Greer's been there forever. Obviously, it's at the management level.
Right.
But this offseason alone, they've extended Tua, Waddle, Tyreek, Raheem.
Right.
You know, they've given deals to people to try to establish that consistency, you know, from the top to the bottom. So,
right.
I'll tell you what, Stephen Ross is doing his job. Stephen Ross, that guy, he's busting out the bankroll and making sure that it goes to the right people.
Right. So,
except for Wilkins, so, should have kept Wilkins.
Yeah,
should have kept Wilkins, dude.
That's my guy. And to be honest with you, that is a kind of wait and see kind of thing. Because if they struggle defensively, then we can say probably should have gave Wilkins some money, right?
Yeah.
Sure. But if it works out, then we good. Now it's going to be a little difficult in the beginning because you're not going to have your whole complement of pass rushers. And I have a feeling that they are going to make a conscious effort, whoever they play, to run the football. And here's why. Here's why the Dolphins have to be excellent at stopping the run. If you run the ball well, you eat the clock. You eat the clock, you keep that high-powered offense off the field. You see? So it goes hand in hand. I don't care how good of offense you are. When you press, you get in trouble. Right? If they put you in a situation where you feel like it's 2 minute, but it's the middle of the first quarter because they're eating up 9-10 minutes off the clock, right? Make you feel antsy.
Yeah.
Then you start pressing. And I don't care how good of an offense you are. That's how it is.
Leroy, I think it's time to tickle Leroy's fancy.
Oh, I'm ready. I got my day planned.
Yeah.
Ooh, my weekend planned.
We got that and much more coming up on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo.
Time to tickle Leroy's fancy.
My fancy is tickled.
Leroy.
What's up?
We got an extended weekend for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Extended weekend indeed.
Mm-hmm.
But it all begins tomorrow. Yes. There are some games today, but I'm going to say.
Hey, you know what? It's football.
Yeah.
So, I gotta do some work in my backyard.
Okay.
So after work, I'm gonna start cleaning up a little bit because when I get up tomorrow, I'm not even golfing tomorrow.
Ooh.
I'm gonna get up. I'm gonna pressure clean my patio.
Oh yeah.
My grill.
AKA the leave me alone.
I'm gonna clean my grill.
Nice.
And my stove outside, right? I'm going to get the pool all chemicaled right.
Nice.
And at 3 o'clock, I'm going to be out there like some hot carrots sitting in that jacuzzi. Because you know what's happening.
Come on now.
Oh, nah.
All right, so look, with all that being said, tonight you're going to be doing some stuff. So let's start with 7 p.m. today. Number 16, Oklahoma takes on Temple. Does that tickle your fancy, Leroy?
No.
Fancy not tickled.
I can't do it. Like I just there's certain like schools. Like I want to see them against the other big schools.
Yeah.
Right. Because in the end, when it gets down to those top 12. It's going to matter. It ain't going to matter what you did against Temple.
Yeah, that's true. Chances are you're probably going to pull away with that one anyway. So, but, you know, it was football. Thought I'd throw that one out there.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move on to tomorrow's slate before we get to 3:30. Depending on what time you start, you may be pressure washing at this time. You may be doing something a little bit different, but.
You know I have a TV outside, right?
Yeah, I don't know if you were doing the front. Not in the front, right?
No, not in the front. Okay. I'm press cleaning the back.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. Well, tomorrow at 12 p.m., we have number 14, Clemson, taking on number 1, Georgia.
I want to see
tickled.
That's we call that transfer, no transfer. Right, because Dabo Sweeney don't use transfer portal.
Yeah,
also I want to see, you know, what Clemson look like because that's gonna, you know, Miami might have to deal with them.
Yeah, true. All right, after that, Leroy at 3:30 on this very station. You can catch pregame coverage of that at least 2 hours before, starting at 1:30 right here with Dono, Brian Monroe. No, I'm sorry, not Dono. I don't think Dono. Dono's going up to Gainesville, but I don't think he'll be on the pregame. He's on the postgame.
I'm going to check when Dono's going, see if he can come on with us.
Oh, I texted him already. He's actually in the car. on the way to Gainesville with family. So I know he's going to be at the game. But he's going to be doing post-game. Hollywood and Monroe will be doing the pre-game.
Okay.
That'll be right here on 560 QAM tomorrow. Getting things started around 1:30.
This is it. This is the year, right?
This is supposed to be it,
this
man.
This is it. And it's not in here. I'm not saying it from the standpoint of, like, we waited 2 years this time to put... No, I'm saying it from the standpoint of how they've gone about turning over the roster to get it to what they want it to look like.
Yeah, we're tough.
Right. So this is where we are.
Also, now, we got that new clock coordinator.
I make fun of Mario Cristobal.
Yes.
And he deserved it.
Correct.
But I'm going to say this. Everywhere that he has gone, people have never questioned his ability to recruit,
yep,
to put a team together, to change a culture.
Yeah.
But they've always questioned his in-game decision-making. This is not a new thing. And so, as I've said with Mike McDaniel,
yeah,
I think it's time for him to kind of pick up on all that stuff, either put people in place or he himself needs to start making better in-game decisions and winning the games you're supposed to win. If all that comes together, right, if all those things, they're going to have a good year. I picked them to be in the top 12.
No, for sure.
ACC, right?
Yeah.
Because I like the way they look on both sides of the ball. And so, I can't wait. I can't wait to see this thing start. Your first test is in front of 90,000, right? Oof. I don't know if Cam has ever played in front of 90,000.
It's a good call.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody going to be a little jittery, a little nervous because your first game.
Yeah.
Dude, every year of my college career, my first game of the year was Notre Dame, right?
Yep.
So a lot of times we had two top five teams every year.
What about Cal? How many people does Cal hold? Probably not a lot, right?
No.
What about Oregon? Oregon, Stanford. Because I'm looking at his game log, essentially, from last regular season.
I think Oregon.
He played at Oregon.
Of all those, Stanford might be the biggest. But I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah. But that's Stanford was at home, unfortunately.
Right. So,
yeah. UCLA, I'm just at Oregon, those happen to be.
UCLA, like, UCLA plays in the Rose Bowl, dude. They got 100 plus.
Oh, my God. Well, they lost.
I don't know if they got 100 plus. They can fit 100 plus.
I don't know if that game did, but I don't want to talk about that game because he had two interceptions, one touchdown, and they lost. So, not necessarily the best.
I'm really excited, you know, just to see it get going.
Yeah.
Just to see where, you know, you talk football all summer, all offseason. You talk about what you want to be. You talk about where you are. You talk about how aggressive and physical you want to be. But now you're playing games.
Yeah.
Right? And so there's no question, like, we'll see. And what you want to be and what you are always to, like, yeah, I want to be a billionaire. I'm not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We'll find out very – everyone always – every year I get the question, are the Canes back or the Canes back?
The biggest thing for me in Miami, and I think one of the things he did was try to get this element out of the program, is it's okay to be – aggressive. It's okay to be physical, okay? But there's no need for the swag penalties, for the late hits, for that kind of stuff.
Oh, man, the and targeting. Oh, the targeting. Oh,
right? God. So I think that's the kind of stuff he wanted to get out of the program.
Yeah.
And look, he's improved. They've gotten better. But now it's time to go. And I'm going to tell you what.
Yep.
That Reuben Bain.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm a fan. I'm definitely a fan.
Like, look, this is only his second year.
Yeah.
He's got to go for one more year.
That's, listen, him right now, that's probably.
And then I don't want to say Mauinaui.
Maui Goa? Francis Maui what? Noah?
Maui Noah.
You know, because you know how they do. They got what? Silent G's and stuff for like lasagna.
But those two guys on defense.
Yeah.
It's been a while since you had two guys that are dogs on your defense.
100%. No, and those two guys are definitely dogs. And we got some good supporting players as well around them. Like,
right.
We have a solid team.
It's a solid team. Again, having a solid team on paper.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things in football is it's not how you look when you winning by 30.
Yeah.
It's how you look when you're down by, you know, a touchdown or down by, you know, 10 points early in the game.
Yeah.
Are you going to have the wherewithal to fight and stay poised and, you know what I mean? Or are you going to be the team that complains about calls or do this or that? So, you know, that's where I want to see where they are. But I think and I believe that they would beat the hell out of Florida. But
wow, I hope so.
But here's the deal: Florida's big up front too.
Yeah,
and right. And it might be a damn slugfest. So I also want to see how that's going to play out. Like, you know, you thinking you go into a track meet and you end up in an MMA fight.
Yeah, and that hasn't bode well for us in the past. In the past couple of years, that is not
out physical. But that's what he did. That's what he did in the offseason. He said, "We want to get bigger. We want to get tougher."
Yeah, I mean, him and Deion Sanders, like, he may not have the same amount of turnover, but they both decided, yeah, we got to get bigger up front if we want to compete on the national level. You got to get bigger up front.
Yes.
Now, speaking of the national scene, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next slate of games. I got two at the 7:30 slot. One I think you may be interested in, but let me try this one first. Notre Dame, ranked 7th, versus number 20, ranked Texas A&M. Oh, Notre Dame. Huh?
Fancy, not tickled.
First of all.
Yeah.
First of all. I want you to look me in the eyes and tell me Notre Dame's ranked 7th.
According to the...
According to who?
I don't know.
Why they always ranked in the top 10? Why they always... Come on, Notre Dame. Somebody answer that.
Drew Smith.
Why are they always ranked in the top 10?
No clue. Notre Dame.
Name one player.
From Notre Dame? I know, okay, because, again, I've been playing college football video game. I know number 4, their running back, he's fast. That's all I know.
So your whole basis, the only reason why you know anybody from Notre Dame is because of college football.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. The video game told me that I picked a perennial Heisman based off of what I play. Now, mind you, Arkansas was playing against Kaiser University, essentially. But he had a great game yesterday, and I took that as, hey, college football's right. So, you know, I know Notre Dame may have a fast running back, but that's the only thing I know. I have no idea why they're ranked 7.
Okay. All right.
But, no, you're not interested in that one. I'm feeling like you may be interested in this one around the same time slot. Fresno State takes on number 9, Michigan.
Boy. Here. And it's a little bit different situation.
Yeah.
But I'm getting the same vibes as Florida State. But here's the difference. Ooh. Florida State did a lot of it last year with transfer portal guys.
Yeah.
Right? Michigan didn't do that, but they got a lot of new guys playing. They got 15 guys drafted.
Oh yeah, that so turnaround.
You'll see where they are as a program. If they had, you know, good recruiting or not, or if they brought guys in, because you're gonna be playing with a lot of new guys. So I'm gonna watch, but I'm gonna watch just to see. Okay, some of these guys that are, you know, now getting an opportunity to play. Some of these guys, you got a quarterback, running back, Now, I will say this. The only guy that I can say without for sure that can play is Edwards.
Yeah, Edwards.
He was a backup to Corum.
Good tight end, too. Loveland?
And the tight end.
Tell you, so, college football, it'll teach you things.
So, who the hell is this
number 18?
Who's going to throw it?
That's right? The problem. Yeah.
You see, you don't, and I'm not saying they can't. I'm just saying I haven't seen it.
What's this guy's name? He has a very questionable, Origi? Is that his last name? Michigan's quarterback is extremely, you know, and that's one thing that I like. Alex Origi. He's extremely mobile.
Spell it.
O-R-J-I. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
Oh, is it Ori? Is it Ori?
Okay.
Hold on. There's nothing I can do. What's his first name?
Alex. That's going to be the projected starter for the Michigan Wolverines, and he can move. He is potentially one of the fastest quarterbacks in college football, but he is inaccurate. Based off of every experience I've had on my Xbox, he is inaccurate, dude. So, hey, listen, you better watch your Google history. If you make sure you spell that correctly. All right. I don't want to have any reason as to why Big Spoon walks in on something she probably shouldn't.
Yeah, hold on.
Tell you, I mean, it's eight letters, Leroy. Alex
Orgy.
I'm telling you, I don't know what to make of that.
Orgy.
Correct. Hey, that's your boy.
That's how you saying.
That's your boy. That's your boy.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
He is extremely mobile, but he's basically like Shoelace. He's basically, yeah, what was his name? Denard Robinson? Was that his name?
Denard Robinson. Yeah, he's from down here.
Yeah. Exactly. Based off that. Yeah, he may be a, you know, slightly more, because I felt like Denard Robinson, he never sniffed quarterback when he went to the league. They were immediately like,
oh, they moved him to wide receiver.
Immediately, for sure.
Everybody, listen, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they think, oh, he can run. Oh, he just moved to wide receiver. Yeah. Everybody can play football. Everybody can't get hit.
That's true. Absolutely. Especially if you've been playing quarterback. You know, you're getting hit like a quarterback. Yeah. You're not getting hit like a guy.
Yeah, you ain't getting hit like a... So you've been getting hit like a child. Been getting hit like a man.
They've been two-hand touching you this whole time. Yeah. Leroy, the final game on the slate Sunday. You even got college football on a Sunday. How nice of them.
They got college football on Monday, too, though, don't they?
They do, actually, yeah.
Florida State. Back at it.
How are they? Okay, hold on. Maybe the ranking thing hasn't updated yet. But they're still at 10 on my list, and they should.
The rankings change on Monday.
Ah, okay. Well, those losers play on Monday. But before we get to them, on Sunday, number 23, USC takes on number 13, LSU. That tickles your fancy?
My fancy is tickled.
Bless you.
Yeah. First of all, it's on Sunday.
Yeah.
You ain't got nothing else to do.
Correct.
Right?
Nope.
And everybody, these SEC schools who get 9 teams ranked in the top 15.
Yeah.
I always am curious to see how they look in the beginning of the season. Where they playing? They playing at Jerry's World.
Are they both? Wow.
Dallas. Yeah, they're nice. Playing in Dallas.
Yeah.
Right?
For this specific game, or are you talking about like always?
For this specific game.
Got you.
I think they're playing in Dallas.
Let me see. Vegas. Hold on.
Vegas. Right. Wow. So that means that all the USC people are going to drive over.
Can you gamble at 18? What's a gambling age?
I think so. Some stuff you could do.
I like that. Got to check out the Sphere while you're over there. As a young college football player, you gotta love going to Vegas. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I went to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah, I know that. The luxury. Have you been back since?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Twice.
Because of school? Oh, okay. Okay, work still. Work still taking you home? Yeah. Wow. Work trip.
Oh, no,
I went for a wedding. He went to Hawaii. I can't go to the Bahamas?
Hey, I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you the story when we get back.
All right, cool. When we come back, we got hour two of the program.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.